Once again, it's Patriots Day, so thank the veterans and thank the current serving military personnel that you have a relationship with somewhere. Just say thanks to a veteran as you meet them on the street there. But we'll say a little something today about Patriots Day. First, I'm going to invite you to come visit us here in Cherry County, Nebraska. And of course, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board offers 50 things to do on their website at visitvalentine.com. Music concert coming up this weekend and Cowboy Fast Draw next weekend as we get into the fall activities. Visitvalentine.com.
And let's talk Tri-State Livestock News, shall we? They're not a flashy, fancy, full-color magazine type. No, they focus on what really matters, giving you the latest in agriculture news. And isn't that what you're looking for? You know what? Readers appreciate it. They come for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry. And they get it with Tri-State Livestock News. Go to tsln.com. It's what ranchers read.
I thought maybe for Patriots Day, we would share this article that was sent in from Dee Hayes to the Good Stuff program, and it's called The Wall. A little history most people will never know. Interesting and very moving veteran statistics off the Vietnam Memorial Wall. There are 58,267 names now listed on that polished black wall, including those added up to 2010. The names are arranged in order in which they were taken from us by date, and within each date, the names are alphabetized. It is hard to believe that it is 36 years since the last casualty.
The first known casualty was Richard Fitzgibbon of North Weymouth, Massachusetts, listed by the U.S. Department of Defense as having been killed on June 8, 1956. His name is listed on the wall with that of his son, Marine Corps Lance Corporal Richard Fitzgibbon III, who was killed on September 7, 1965.
There are three sets of fathers and sons on the wall. 39,996 on the wall were just 22 or younger. 8,283 were just 19 years old. The largest age group, 33,103, were 18 years old. 12 soldiers on the wall were 17. 5 soldiers on the wall were 16 years old. 1 soldier, Private First Class Dan Bullock, was 15. 997 soldiers were killed on their first day in Vietnam. 1,448 soldiers were killed on their last day in Vietnam. 31 sets of brothers are on the wall. 31 sets of parents lost 2 of their sons. 54 soldiers attended Thomas Edison High School in Philadelphia. I wonder why so many from one school. 8 women were on the wall, nursing the wounded. 244 soldiers were awarded the Medal of Honor during the Vietnam War. 153 of them are on the wall.
West Virginia had the highest casualty rate per capita in the nation. There were 711 Western Virginians on the wall. The Marines of Mensee, they led some of the scrappiest high school football and basketball teams that the little Arizona copper town of Morenci, population 5,000, had ever known, and cheered. They enjoyed roaring beer bus. In quieter moments, they rode horses along the Coronado Trail, stalked deer at the Apache National Forest, and then the patriotic camaraderie typical of the mining families, the 9 graduates of Morenci High, enlisted as a group in the Marine Corps. Their service began on Independence Day, 1966. Only 3 returned home.
The Buddies of Midville. Leroy Tafoya, Jimmy Martinez, Tom Gonzalez were all boyhood friends and lived on 3 consecutive streets in Midvale, Utah, on 5th, 6th, and 7th Avenues. They lived only a few yards apart. They played ball at the adjacent Sandlot ball field, and they all went to Vietnam. In a span of 16 dark days in late 1967, all 3 would be killed. Leroy was killed Wednesday, November 22nd, the 4th anniversary of John F. Kennedy's assassination. Jimmy died less than 24 hours later on Thanksgiving Day. Tom was shot dead assaulting the enemy December 7th, Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. The most casualty deaths for a single day was on January 31st, 1968, 245 deaths. For most Americans who read this, they'll only see the numbers that the Vietnam War created. To those who survived the war, and to families of those who did not, we see the faces, the pain, and these numbers had created. We are, until we too pass away, haunted with these numbers, because they were our friends, fathers, husbands, wives, sons, and daughters. There were no noble wars, just noble warriors. And thanks to Dee Hayes for sending that in, as we can use it today on Patriots Day on the Good Stuff.